This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. House meeting rejects confidence motion registered by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. Health Ministry reports 139 additional corona-related deaths and more than 9,200 new infection cases. Nepal Examination Board decides to hold secondary education examination and grade 12 examination citing COVID crisis. And countries worldwide appeal for calm after days of unrest spiraled into retaliatory attacks by Israel and Palestinians. Now the news in detail. The motion registered by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli seeking confidence of the House of Representatives failed yesterday. Out of 232 lawmakers present in the special session of the House called yesterday, 93 votes were cast in favour of Oli while 124 votes were cast against him. As many as 15 lawmakers did not cast vote on either side. Prime Minister Oli needed 136 votes to win the trust of the 271-member House of Representatives. Lawmakers from the Madhav Nepal Jhalanath Khanal faction of CPN-UML had abstained from voting. The Nepali Congress and the CPN Maoist Centre, which had 61 and 49 votes respectively, voted against the trust motion. The Janata Samajwadi Party, which has 32 votes, however, was divided. The Mahanta Thakur-led faction stayed neutral while Upendra Yadav-led faction voted against the motion. The next meeting of the House has been set for the 14th of May. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has claimed that at present the government has remained focused on controlling coronavirus pandemic. Presenting the motion seeking the confidence of the House at the House of Representatives yesterday, the Prime Minister said he had been seeking confidence for political stability in the country. He urged all to get united under his leadership to fight against the corona pandemic while the country was suffering badly from the second wave of the pandemic. He also vowed to take action against anyone indulging in corruption, keeping people's life at stake. Prime Minister Oli further claimed that the government was beyond argument when it came to the matter of national independence, territorial integrity and promotion of national interest. Also speaking in the special session yesterday, Nepali Congress President Shah Bahadur Dewa blamed the government for being a failure. He also said that no one obstructed the Prime Minister in the role and said the Prime Minister could not have any excuses by blaming others. Congress President Dewa demanded that the process for forming new government should be heeded as soon as possible. Similarly, CPN Maoist Centre Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda asked the Prime Minister to pay forward by resigning from his post instead of seeking confidence of the House. In the same special session of the Parliament yesterday, he said his party was ever ready to help the government in fight against the COVID pandemic. He, however, blamed the Prime Minister for not paying any attention to the formulation of the budget but remain busy in inauguration or laying foundation stones. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has called a Member of Parliament for claiming premiership with the support of two or more than two political parties by 13th of May. Issuing a press statement, Assistant Spokesperson of the Office of the President, Keshav Prasad Khimire, said that President Bhandari had given the deadline of 9 p.m. on Thursday for furnishing the claim by a Member of Parliament for the appointment as the Prime Minister with the backing of two or more than two political parties as per the Article 76, Sub-Article 2 of the Constitution of Nepal. President Bhandari made this call as a letter received from the Speaker of the House of Representatives stated that Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli could not get a vote of confidence from the lower house. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist and the Janata Samajwadi Party have urged President Vidyadevi Bhandari to initiate the process of constituting a new government, as the Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli had lost the trust of the House of Representatives. Issuing a joint press statement yesterday, Nepali Congress President Shahbahadur Deuwa, CPN Maoist Center Pushpak Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and People's Socialist Party Chair Upendra Yadav urged the President to initiate the process to constitute a new government as the Prime Minister lost the vote of confidence. Now, Corona update. The Health and Population Ministry reported 9,271 corona infection cases yesterday. This is the highest number of cases recorded in Nepal in a single day since the pandemic began. This has pushed Nepal's total corona infection cases beyond 400,000. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases have now crossed 93,000. The ministry has also reported 139 corona-related deaths, pushing the total death to 3,559. The ministry's update has said that the number of deaths also included the data shared by Nepal Army's body disposal unit. Yesterday itself, 4,007 people recovered from the coronavirus infection. The National Trauma Center has been designated as COVID-19 dedicated hospital in line with the government's decision. Center's director, Dr. Santosh Paudil, said the center had been operated as COVID-19 hospital for treating the coronavirus infected people. The 50-bed health facility will run in its full capacity of 200 beds until Wednesday. Dr. Paudil said the patients being treated for injuries and other patients at the center would be shifted elsewhere and the facility would be fully run as COVID-19 dedicated hospital. Meanwhile, issuing a statement yesterday, spokesperson at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Kiran Rajacharya, said the government had added 12 hospitals, 54 ICU rooms, 12 high dependency units and 5 ventilators for the COVID-19 response. He said with the addition of the facilities, the number of COVID-19 special hospitals had reached 505 ICU rooms, 1,871 ventilator units at 741 HD units and 2,877 beds at 20,364. Spokesperson Acharya further said the market monitoring was being conducted in the Kathmandu Valley amid the ongoing prohibitory order. 6 fraudulent shops were fined for wrongdoing. Likewise, COVID-19 Crisis Management Center has decided to manage the oxygen supply for the treatment of the COVID-19 patients on its own. Issuing a notice yesterday, joint spokesperson of the Ministry of Health, Samir Kumar Adhikari, said the CCMC would manage the necessary oxygen supply for the hospitals across the country. Earlier, the Health Ministry had the responsibility to manage the medical oxygen supply. The Nepal Airlines Corporation, NEC, will be coming back today from Beijing, bringing essential medical supplies. The national flag carrier said the white body yesterday flew to Beijing to bring oxygen cylinders and ventilators provided in grant assistance by the Chinese government. It will be bringing 400 units of oxygen cylinders and 20 ventilators to Nepal. The NEC wide-body plane had taken off for Beijing at 11:30 p.m. yesterday night and will return to Nepal today afternoon. The secondary education examination SEE scheduled for coming 27th of May and grade 12 examination slated for 9th of June have been put off. A meeting of the National Examinations Board yesterday decided to postpone both the examinations until further notice. Board Secretary Durga Arial informed that both the examinations have been put on hold for now with the spiral outbreak of coronavirus infection and the government's direction not to conduct examinations in the current situation. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Countries worldwide have appealed for calm after days of unrest spiraled into retaliatory attacks by Israel and Palestinians. The U.S., the European Union and the United Kingdom have urged Israel and the Palestinians to lower tensions as soon as possible. The violence escalated on Monday night after Palestinian militants fired rockets towards Jerusalem. In response, the Israeli military launched airstrikes against militant targets in the Gaza Strip. Palestinian health officials in Gaza said 12 people, including children, had died in the strikes. Israel's military said at least 3 members of the Hamas group that rules Gaza were among those killed. Hamas had threatened to strike after hundreds of Palestinians were injured in clashes with Israeli police at a holy site in Jerusalem on Monday. The bodies of at least 40 people have washed up on the banks of the Ganges River in northern India. The discovery near the border between the states of Bihar and Uttar Pradesh was confirmed to the media on Monday. It is not clear how the bodies came to be there, but local media reports suggest they may be COVID-19 victims. Some media reports say as many as 100 bodies have been found and that their condition suggests that they may have been in the river for several days. There is a possibility that the bodies could have come out of Uttar Pradesh, the government of the state of Bihar said to the media. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in province number 1, 2, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. House meeting rejects confidence motion registered by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli by majority. Health Ministry reports 139 additional corona-related deaths and more than 9,200 new infection cases. Nepal Examination Board decides to hold secondary education examination and grade 12 examination, citing COVID crisis. And countries worldwide appeal for calm after days of unrest spiraled into retaliatory attacks by Israel and Palestinians. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.